Well, Joe, if Boxing Day was hard fought, that must have been pretty comfortable in the end.
That's right, because obviously the scoreline, it wasn't quite comfortable when we went 1-0 down, and long as I'd scored a goal pretty similar to that one against us in the previous league fixture back early on. So, but to come back as strongly as we did and to score the goals that we did, I have to say Matty Kennedy scored a terrific goal at a time when we probably needed something to go for us, and we were wondering where that was going to come from. I had no doubt it was going to come, personally. I thought we might have to wait until the second half for it to come. But to come up with a really good goal in and around the edge of the box, a 1-2, and a really good strike in the bottom corner. It didn't look like there was a chance at the time, but it's a great goal to get us back into the game. And then, like I said, then it just seemed that we were creating pretty much chance after chance. Ollie scored a terrific header from a great diagonal pass from Christian. And in the second half, it looked pretty comfortable because we had numerous opportunities to score after Ollie had scored the third one. So overall, for a change, it seemed pretty comfortable, although it never really feels like that on the side.
Almost took the goal to wake your team up today to some level.
That's what I thought in the first half. After, I did still believe that we were the better side, and probing. I thought the Northampton had got behind the ball very well and made it very difficult for us to break them down, and they'd broken well on their goal to score, and probably was a game plan for them. And but this is probably how it will be. The people look where we are in the league, they'll look at our home form, they'll try and stifle us, they'll try and get behind the ball, and we need lots of quality in order to break teams down. And I'm glad to say that today we seem to have quality in abundance, and we created numerous chances and had numerous shots on target. I haven't seen the stats, but I would probably think that was our best in terms of shots and shots on target and chances.
Let's come on to the sad news though. Danny Rose, sounds like he has fractured his leg. What is the latest?
It sounds, obviously he's gone to the hospital now to have an x-ray and to confirm what it is. The opinion of the physio is that it looks likely that there may be a fracture. So that's obviously a huge disappointment for Danny, for himself, and for us and for our team, because he's played very, very well. But having had a couple of fractures myself, it is something you can definitely come back from. And you can come back reasonably quick, actually, in the end. It just depends how bad that fracture is, but it's something you can come back from. Let's see what the diagnosis is. If it is a fracture first and foremost, and then from there, we'll see how long he's going to be out for.
Have you ever known anyone to suffer an injury like that from a drop ball?
No, and I was a bit we were disappointed. I did speak to the ref about it, because we had clear possession as the ref blew his whistle, and normally the ball is dropped and the other team kick it back to you. And so that's what normally happens. It didn't happen at that moment. And I have to say, I thought I haven't seen it again, but I thought it was a pretty clumsy challenge from their player. I do. And if that's led to a fracture, then that's a big, big disappointment, because, you know, Danny Rose is out of contract, maybe discussing, you know, there's other things going on in people's lives, and there's his football and his family, and he needs a job. And I think I'm disappointed. I haven't seen it again, but I'm disappointed that happened.
You might have let that say, was he actually discussing a new deal at the present as things?
Well, I've said previously there's been a little bit of a chat about it, so yeah, I mean, that's sort of common knowledge. So I'm not saying that's going to change or anything, but I've never seen someone come off and maybe get a fracture off an incident like that.
Gareth Evans as well, was that hamstring? It just,
yeah, that's a hamstring. Yeah, so yeah, that's unfortunately, that's normal enough, because when you have so many games and three games in the last 7 or 8 days, unfortunately these things occur. Obviously we've got a game in 2 days' time as well, so players going down with injury, looks like a hamstring. Yeah, no diagnosis yet, but hamstrings, you're 2 to 3 weeks. Depends, grade 1, 2 to 3 weeks. Grade 2, a bit longer. Grade etc.